This Christmas, it's time to say goodbye, Norma Jean, and hello, nurse, because Marilyn Monroe's corpse is still giving death, but her ghost is giving life, and it's hornier than ever for the hot cartoon nurse from Animaniacs in All I Want for Christmas is Nurse, right here on Hallmark Channel 2.
I'm Potabo.
I'm Cran.
And I'm Minkweiler. And if you're hearing these words, that means you're listening to Stakers. My parents bought me the Pretty Pretty Princess board game for my birthday. And when I opened it, there was a dead rat inside of podcasts where we talk to our guests about their biggest stinkers, a.k.a. the worst ideas they've ever had.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Week, we are absolutely thrilled to have comedian and writer Allison Leiby on the podcast.
Thank you. Yay. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Being my home, where I'll immediately lie in the dark as soon as this is over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that we're all in our homes and pretending to be social and putting it out for the world to hear.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. Give everybody a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
The beef curtain? No.
It could be. Yeah. This is, I would say that this podcast in many ways feels like a peek behind the beef curtain.
Yeah.
In this economy, yeah.
Don't even get me started. Fucking Jomentum, you know what I mean?
You guys try to buy... What's Jomentum?
Yeah.
That's a bit of a thing that it's... Okay.
First of all, I'm a political wonk. You're too online.
Yeah, sorry. I'm online every day. And Jomentum is the momentum propelled by Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. That's
I thought it was a guy, like Jomentum.
Me too. I thought it was some guy like entirely made of foreskin or something, like based off
of... Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, you the enthusiasm with which you knew that, James, that's
First
what I thought.
First of all, don't put nasty explanations or words like that in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
I shine my brain every day so that it's nice and clean and crisp.
Your brain temple?
My brain temple. but I'm just saying, I would never say anything nasty. I'm not like that. I'm actually pretty normal style.
Thank you.
As we all famously know. I'm coming in with a normal energy today.
Okay, what's your normal stinker then?
Oh, well, we actually had a week off because this is really uncustomary for us, but we completely messed up scheduling last week and forgot.
That's uncustomary for us.
It's very uncustomary for us, I would say.
Yeah.
Sorry, incustomary. And
de-customary.
Yes, D's. Okay, but what I'm saying is my stinker is actually from the day after Thanksgiving. If you can believe.
Oh,
because
okay.
It was my dad's birthday. And this is more of a family stinker. This is sort of gives you insight into how my family operates and what they think normal is. We, as a family, for lunch the next day, instead of eating leftovers, because we had so many leftovers.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I wish. No, we went to P.F. Chang's at noon on a Friday. And we had a reservation for noon, and guess what? No one else was there.
Yeah.
Was it a P.F. Chang's where
mall was in the opposite side of the parking
lot? I was going to say, was it in a mall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Black Friday.
Well, okay. It was, let's be fair. It wasn't in the mall. It wasn't attached to the mall, but it was in the same parking lot as the mall.
Yeah. Just being near a mall is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, thank you for being fair, though.
Yeah. Well, I have to be because that's just in my bones. Yeah. But we had also our waiter was very high. It was amazing.
Of course.
We had a great time though.
What'd you get?
Mongolian beef.
Yeah, lettuce cups.
Oh, we always get the lettuce cups. Are you kidding me? My dad's you have to. When you go, you get the cups.
You get the cups.
I don't think I've ever been to PF Chang's.
Oh,
is what I'm realizing.
My God.
Well, you're PF missing out.
Yeah, and I call it Piffy Chang's, and no one in my family likes that.
I wonder why they don't like
that. Yeah. Well, I'm not going
to
stop.
About that is off-putting to them.
Yeah. I'm also confused.
Piffy. I call that piffy. It goes PF, piffy.
No, you don't have to explain it.
I get the bit.
We get it.
Yeah, that's not
and then
the problem.
Buffalo Wild Wings is Buffy Wild.
The problem isn't what you're that saying. It's you. That's the issue.
Here's the thing. I am going to take this moment to not listen to you. Because I think what I'm doing is bringing joy and curating love.
Okay.
With the things that I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking at how could I make this more fun? Change the name and make it sound annoying. You know, like that's it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having a little fun.
Yeah. I guess that's what some people consider to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
So that was me.
Okay.
I guess I didn't have a stinker in hindsight.
Yeah, your life is just perfect in a lot of ways, is what you always love to remind us. Another day in the life of perfect James.
Perfect James. Perfect. The golden child.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm the golden child.
Wow.
He who shall not be named.
Carmeline.
I've had a lot of stinkers, but I'd say the biggest stinker I've had in the past 2 weeks is, you know, I'm trying to get in the festive spirit, as you can maybe see in my absolutely demented background, is a little top of a Christmas tree.
A little peeker.
Oh, I was going to say, otherwise could not tell, but go on.
Well, we also have some lights on the
door. Oh, now I see it. Now I see it.
But also, whenever I think I feel normal, I then like kind of look at what it looks like in my apartment from Zoom, and then I am disturbed. But,
see, I think your apartment is so cute and well decorated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks.
It's so fun to compliment you.
Anyway,
Caroline, I just think you're doing a great job.
I'm proud of you for the way you're existing.
Anyway, so I'm trying to fill the dead space, but basically. On air, basically, I got a Christmas tree at Home Depot, and I didn't, you know, there's a woman who was, when she was picking out a Christmas tree, I got one of the short ones, when she was picking them out, she was, like, making them, cut them all open, you know, how they're, like, wrapped in that netting or whatever.
Fishnets.
Fish, yeah, they're fishnet. Wrapped in some sexy, hot fishnets tights. Yeah. It makes the tree look really long and sexy. And so I was, like, I don't need to do that, I have a good eye for this, which, based off of nothing. And I brought it home, and I'm sad to say that this guy has a real lean to it. So every single morning I've been waking up with it ass up, face down on my floor. There's no way. I like cannot figure out how to like set it so it doesn't fall down. But
so that whichever way it's tilting is towards the wall.
Maggie, you'll have to come over and look at it, but I've had it for a week. Every single day I wake up, it is on the ground. The water's everywhere. So that's kind of, that's me.
Okay.
Wow. That's tough. That's really tough to hear.
My life is really hard, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you see the tree now, and do you think like it so obviously looks like it has a lean? Or
It does. It's like,
I'm seeing it.
I see it just from over here. Okay.
It does look like you have it propped against the wall, not up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, is it against the wall?
Not exactly, which maybe is the thing that I have to do because maybe I just need to put it against the wall.
I think you need the way that it's leaning, you put that against the wall so that you see what I'm saying?
Let the wall get to know it a little better.
Introduce it. Have a networking event between the wall and the tree.
Wait, that's actually so inspiring because I freaking love networking events. So now that you say it like that, I understand.
Awesome. Like a WGA women's salon.
Yes.
Go off, queen.
Yes.
We love those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Salon vibes.
Oof.
Maggie? Okay, my stinker is I'm going physical mode. I got acupuncture a full ass week ago, and we needled a lot around my neck, and I got like a little bruise that is still fucking here and looks like a hickey.
Nice.
And it's really difficult because I think it's exceptionally lame to be a 33-year-old woman walking around with a hickey, and
it's kind of powerful.
I keep forgetting about it. Perhaps powerful. It does, yeah. And I just, I hate it and it won't go away. And I think it's because I'm so pale because all the colors are showing. Like now it's like yellow, you know? And the kids I work with noticed and they were like, that's a hickey. And I was like, no, it's really not. And it's uncomfortable for me to be talking about this with you. Yeah. So that's question. My sticker. You're
sort
welcome.
Sort of a follow up. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And first of all, thank you.
Yeah.
But I, is this just like an elaborate way for you to cover the fact that you have a hickey and you feel
you? This is crazy. No, I.
Oh my God, a simple question and a freak out is what I get.
No, I am also regulated and normal. And I'm telling you that that's not what's happening here. If I wanted.
That's what I say when I'm being really weird.
Really?
If I wanted to go cover up, I would have said maybe a different stinker, perhaps like how I accidentally stayed up till 5 a.m. the other night. Like, that's a stinker I would have said. You know what I'm saying?
No. But like, you know, like, you talking about it is the good cover up.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
Thank you.
You already have the best cover up, is the point, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why you couldn't come up with a better one just now. There is no better one.
Because it's happening as we speak.
There's nothing else that would cause that.
Well, follow the money.
Wow. That is such a good point.
That is really good.
We have to do something about these super PACs.
Keep going up the food chain, girls. This is what we're saying. You got to, follow it to the end of the line. Pull the sweater, the whole thread along.
Pull the sweater.
Pull the sweater, yeah.
Pull the sweater.
Speaking of pulling the sweater, our guest today famously loves to pull sweaters. Would you agree if that's true?
Yeah. 100%. That's the one thing people know about me, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say if there's one thing, it's that.
Pulling. Yeah, it's that I'm always like pulling on sweaters.
Yeah.
The old sweater puller.
The old sweater puller.
That was good. is there any? So, Allison, we're dying. We're absolutely chomping at the sweater to hear your stinker.
This is a good one for this crew. It's a travel one. And like we famously have never had any issues traveling together.
Yep.
not once. We made even once. Good decisions across the board that definitely didn't end with drinking a martini out of a plastic cup in a business desk at part of an airport in front of a closed restaurant.
We really
Well, to be fair, they didn't tell us they were closing, really.
They didn't really make that. They made it sound like we don't have food. And we were like, oh, okay, well, we'll just like have a drink and then we'll go get food somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And then they made our drinks in plastic cups and were like, please leave.
Yeah, and close the restaurant around us.
Also, something for about context, a martini in a plastic cup.
It's awful.
It's not really upsetting. It's not right.
It's really upsetting.
At that point, you're just like, what am I doing?
That was the right way to end.
Oh, yeah.
The weekend that we had. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
The other part of that trip, just for people listening, I was with another friend and we had to split because there were two parts of this local regional airport. And while you guys were eating at a business center or drinking plastic martinis at a business center, I was eating lunch at the Budweiser airport restaurant, which is a thing. I don't think I've ever eaten Budweiser food before. Oof, James. So that was...
It's just the horses cooked up, right?
Yeah.
And it's just the hooves.
The Clydesdales.
Yeah.
It's just hoof
just
and
hair.
Just
the hair and the hooves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hair and hoof.
Okay.
And twins.
Yes.
Caroline! Yes! That was awesome!
And you watch them just clop the damn ass Clydesdales in and then they don't come back out. And next thing you know, I'm eating freaking pretzels and beer cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 or 12 years ago, I was doing Bridgetown, not to brag. I was doing the Bridgetown Comedy Festival when it still existed.
It's pretty big.
Where is that?
Brag.
Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
I got in with a friend of mine and I each got in and we were like, oh, let's like travel together. But we both had I had a day job. I worked in ad sales data entry for USA Today's Weekend Magazine.
Whoa, God.
It was like, if you were like, name what you did, like I would have, I'd be like, I mean, not a good job at it. Like I quit before they fired me and could have been minutes later and it would have been too late. But like, also my boss, I found out, was an internationally performing reggaeton DJ who had like a stage name, and I should have tried to find the name. I like forgot. Like,
holy shit.
It's like Devin something. And I saw one of his music videos. And Devin Sawa. Like he made it on.
Yeah.
It's Devin Sawa. Yeah. But he like shot it on Long Island. And but then like he was like, I was in Thailand this weekend. And I was like, why are you doing this job?
Yeah.
And then he was like, health insurance. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. How are you pulling that off?
He was weird. He had a printed out, like on printer paper, photo of the back of a house hanging on like the bulletin board over his desk.
What?
And then another one that was just a picture of a bunch of snakes like on the ground.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with this.
I think
he wanted to fuck the back of that house. I think he was sexually attracted to it.
It was motivating
like
guy, him.
Like that woman who married a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And the guy who keeps marrying cars. And then one of the cars was, the first car was female and the second was male. He's like, I guess I'm gay. That's real.
I've never heard about that.
Sounds like a bit that I would make
It sounds like you.
I stop and call my friend because we're obsessed with those people, and oh I need her to know that wrinkle that I don't think that either of us was familiar with.
Okay, I will remind you of it later.
Yes, please remind me of the guy,
the man
who
has now realized he's queer because the car he likes is male, according to him.
Oh my God, that's really good.
Yeah.
So I've been working at this job for maybe like 2 months, and I was just like, I need a day off. And they were like, well, you can have one day. Well, you cannot have Friday and Monday. Like, you just started and you're bad at this. Like, you can't have vacation time. What are you talking about? But like, I was able to get him to give me the Friday, but then I was like, oh, that means like I can't do, because I left like Thursday after work, and it means I can't do any of the Sunday shows because like flying west to east. Mm-hmm. And like, so my friend and I were trying to figure out like, well, when do you leave? And like, if you know the flights out of Portland, Oregon, it's either the morning or the red eye. Those are the two options. That's still the only two options of flying out of there. And we were like, well, let's just do the red eye and then we'll both go to work.
Always. Every time I have this thought.
Psycho.
I don't know when
the last time I did it.
Oh, that's good that you learned.
This was the worst.
Okay.
This was the worst version.
Okay.
So I was with my friend and she was like, not only are we not going to sleep well and we're going to be in Portland all day, but we're not going to get to do shows, which was like part of
right.
There was like one at 5, but it's like our flight was like at 8 or 9 and it like didn't really. And they were like, oh, well, we didn't think you would be here on Sunday, so you can't be on. Like, so we're just like in Portland, but her family friend is the inventor of Big League Chew gum.
Allison. That's nicest, incredible. That's like what the ideal thing for when she must have been in school.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I mean, being like, I know the inventor of Big League Chew. Like, that's,
and her family's
incredible.
All like, like her brother played baseball in college. Her like grandfather was a baseball announcer. So like, it's a whole like, of course they knew this guy because like he was a baseball player. That's
the
like,
Chew family.
The Chew, yeah, the Chews. And so she was like, he really wants to take us out to a nice dinner before we leave. And then he said he'd drive us to the airport. And I was like, I mean, that's super nice. That's a lot better than like us eating at like an airport restaurant before we go, or like trying to like, or taking a billion cars all over the place. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, 12 plus years ago. So it's pre like Uber being in other cities, I think. Mm-hmm. And so he takes us to this like super, super, super nice steakhouse. That was like at 5 p.m. We each had like 2 martinis and 2 bottles of wine. Like not each, but like for the table. Like, but we were like drinking martinis. He's drinking. He reveals to us like halfway through dinner that he recently had plastic surgery and was also like, we think on drugs.
What kind of drugs? Which kind?
We don't know. He didn't really divulge. But like post-surgical, he was like, he had just had some plastic surgery on his face. And so he kept his hat on the whole time, which the restaurant was very upset with. And it was like, well,
yeah. Did okay. your friend recognize, was she like, he looks different?
She was like, it's weird that he won't take his hat off. And then, like, I think at one point he just told us. And we were like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. that's fine. So then we get, I mean, obliterated. Mm-hmm. I was so drunk. And yeah. then he drove us to the airport.
Yep.
We were like, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I free guess ride. We'll do-
Yeah.
Like steakhouse drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's like medical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're also like food comatose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so the combo is truly a disassociative state that can't be reached anywhere yes. else.
Mm-mm. So he drops us off at departures. And then he was like, wait, I have something for you girls. And then handed us each a case of Big League
no.
Chew.
No.
We have a no. picture of us like holding it at security.
Incredible.
We put it on the belt.
Incredible.
So we're like truly, we're blackout drunk
yeah.
walking through the airport with like our luggage and like each a case of Big League Chew. We see our friend in line at security and we start another comic and we're like, Matt, we're here. He was like, oh, are you on my flight? Great. And we were oh, like, should we no. get
do you have some Big League Chew? I was really
yeah,
worried.
Yeah, thank God.
I
need
mine.
The gum,
yeah.
the chewing for my ears.
Yeah.
And so then we were like, should we get a drink really quick? And so like we sit at a bar, the three of us, and like we each get like double whiskeys
oh,
and
my
pound
God.
Them. Alyssa and I get on this flight. I mean, it's like the drunk. I've been very drunk on many flights. This is like the drunkest I've been on a flight. And we just talked the whole time.
No.
And everybody was like, we're going to murder you. And I was like, you absolutely should, like, completely right. But, like, we were quiet for a while. And then we both, like, just stopped talking, but, like, never slept because we were, like, too drunk, too – like, it just – we didn't time any of it out correctly. So we were awake the entire time. And then we were awake the entire time and then, like, landed. And we were like, well, it's 6. And we just got in a car. Like, I was, like, still drunk when we were
yeah.
getting
yeah, of
in
course.
A cab. Like, but, like, by the time we got back, we both lived on the Upper West Side at the time, and we both get back, and, like, literally I showered, got dressed, and turned around and, like, went to my office job that where they were, like,
oh,
you,
God.
We hate you. We were the worst.
Yeah.
But also my boss was, like, falling asleep because he had been in, like, South America for the weekend. So
DJ.
He was like doing his own. He was like, I'm reggaeton. That's what he said at work every day.
Yeah.
I'm reggaeton. I cried so much that day. I was so tired. And I just like, I remember like, I couldn't keep my eyes open. My face was hot. I was just sitting at my desk. I was like, it wasn't just like, oh, I didn't sleep because I was drunk last night. It's like, I've been in different time zones and I was doing a comedy festival all weekend. Mm-hmm. So like I'd gotten like 4 hours of sleep like the previous night.
Oh my God. I'm like really stressed thinking about this.
I know.
Yeah,
and
that's
like
the kind of tired where you might just puke from being tired.
I remember at one point I just went into the bathroom and sat on a toilet and started like sobbing. And then
yeah.
like, I like kind of got it together and like came back and sat at my desk and just like kind of like, I don't think I did anything that day. I think I just like was like, what is the bare minimum amount of stuff I can do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like they'll know I was here. And then I went home. I got home at like 5:15. I like left at 5 and like got on the subway, went home. And then I fell asleep at 5:30 and woke up the next day like when my alarm went off.
Oh my God.
It was like, though, I was like, there is never like what we should have done. Like, we should have flown out in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Or I should have been like, oh no, my flight got delayed and taken
yeah,
the next morning.
Yeah.
But instead we were both like, I guess we should go to our office jobs. Like, it was the worst.
How long ago was this, you said?
12 years.
Like 12 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Makes sense.
That's,
yeah. I was in my 20s.
Yeah. In your 20s, you think you can do those things.
And like, yeah, you think you can do it. It's like, it's not like you're trying to save. Also, like, obviously, like, I wasn't making money. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're just trying to do everything as cheap as possible. And like, the festival didn't cover it. And it was just like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And like, you know, you're a couple years into comedy at that point. So you're like, everything for comedy. And then it's like, oh, no, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Again, we could have just taken a morning flight. It's not like we, it's not like I did anything for the festival. All I did was go to like a steakhouse with a man who had plastic surgery who drunk drove me to the airport.
Kind of an iconic story, though. I feel like it's important that you had that experience. And then it handed you cartons of Big League Chew. Like, that's
incredible.
I also, in my head, the whole time, I'm imagining he looks like Willem Dafoe looks like in that new movie Poor Things, where his whole face is just cut up.
For me,
he's that.
I think he had like a very sensible eye lift.
Oh, okay. See, nice. I was imagining like a full, for me, he was wearing a beanie inside and his face was perfectly smooth and very shiny.
Oh, okay.
That's how I
baseball,
him.
Baseball what was he cap. For you?
Carol, yeah. Maggie, what was he for you?
For me, did you guys see that new movie by that guy who does like a lot of...
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. His name's not Walter Cronkite, but...
No, it's not.
But it came out last year, and it was like a reboot of that monster who's like androgynous and like has spikes coming out of him.
What? Like Hellraiser?
What are
Is this a dream you had?
I'm going to find it.
It might be Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Pinhead?
It's sci-fi.
Yeah, Pinhead. Oh, yeah, Pinhead.
Pinhead, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's Hellraiser.
That's Hellraiser?
Yeah. Pinhead's in Hellraiser. So
that's what you think that guy looked like?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what he looked like to me.
Wasn't that.
Yeah, we just said
it also wasn't Walter Cronkite, though I guess that's been the closest guess.
Yeah.
Guys, I snuck into Walter Cronkite's memorial service. It's kind of a fun fact about me.
Why?
I don't have to talk about it. It's just something that hopefully it makes you understand me a little bit more.
Yeah. He had a house near me growing when in Maryland, and he would always drink at my favorite bar.
That's fun.
My dad would see him sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he made my favorite movie, so.
There we go.
Hellraiser.
Walter Cronkite's Hellraiser.
Yeah. Allison, I don't know that anyone has brought in like a hangover story. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that I have experienced absolutely devastating hangovers since I was a teenager. I have never had a body that can deal with no sleep.
That's sad.
And so this is, I feel very connected. I know the physical and emotional experience of these 24 hours. And
it was
it's the
so
worst.
Dark.
It's the worst.
Also,
in the
feeling
world.
Of getting hungover at the end of a flight.
Oof.
And also you knowing you're going to be awake. Hell.
Right. And and knowing it's not like I'm going to have to get, like, it's like when you're on those red eye, like, I mean, this was the last red eye I ever took, but I had taken like one or two others before that, kind of like maybe like a very cheap LA to New York flight or something. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But it's like how when you like wake up in the middle of the night on a weekday and you're just like, okay, it's 3:30. If I could go to sleep in the next half hour, I could still get 3 more hours of sleep. Like, it's like this like horrific math that like every second that passes is making it worse, which stresses you out, which makes it even harder to go to sleep.
Yes.
It was so, and I can't sleep on planes in general anyway, unless I'm flying business and I have a full lie down.
Okay, go off, queen.
Me? It was so brutal. We were like all the way. Oh, it was so terrible. I think it is my worst, shockingly, my worst flying situation.
Yeah. That is bad. It makes me feel hungover listening to that story. But something that I'm very curious about. I have a little bit of curiosity tainting my brain.
Ew.
Is you hear.
Good God.
Yeah. I'm tainted.
No.
You hear. like your story is like a perfect example of that, but I feel like in life you hear about, or you've experienced like traveling somewhere and like a friend of a friend's like older whoever is like, oh, yes. I want to treat you and take you guys out. Yes. And it's like, what is that? Like, we are now like approaching the age where we are going to maybe be those people in like 10 yeah. years or whatever.
I've just started doing that in the last year, of course.
Oh, God, James. But, oh. you know, like, what? Oh. What is that? You know what I mean? Like,
it's so weird.
Yeah. Like,
no, like, young ladies, let guy, me take like, you out for food.
And it's like, obviously he had known Alyssa since before she was born. So it's not like some weirdo that like her dad met a few years ago. Yeah. But it is
he's just a guy
like,
who wanted to hold your hands and make have you eat with him.
When it happens in other, like I've had other contexts where it's like, oh yeah, my dad's friend or like my mom's coworker wants us to meet him for dinner. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
This was great. He paid for like a several hundred dollar meal and didn't kill us. So wait, it all worked out.
Come did have you dinner think... with me. They make excellent filet of sole.
I have something really upsetting to say. I looked him up and even though a lot of his pictures are him with gum in front of his face, I do think he's a little hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so charming. Is it? I don't want to say his name.
Yeah, I won't.
Don't say
it. I just sent a link to the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, could get.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
So good for, hey, good for you. And no, okay. And now
he was so nice. We had a great time, but it was like.
Well, this is typing so loud.
I think it's really generous when people do that. And obviously, when this guy did it for you too. But like, do you ever see yourself as someone who would do that for like a friend's kid in the future?
I mean, like, if. I've been close family, like friends who I have now who have children. If I am still in their life all the way up and they're
like
21 and over and it's like, oh, your parents are out of town, but I'm like, I don't know what the context is because that means like we don't live near each other anymore. But
yeah.
But I guess if it was somebody I was like,
yeah,
if I was there all along, yes. Mm-hmm. But like I have cousins and they have kids who are like in high school and college now. And I'm like, oh, but I haven't been around enough for even like I wouldn't want to do that with them.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Just because it's like, oh, I haven't I'm like, what would we talk about?
That's what I feel like in this invisible scenario is that.
Yeah.
I'm just like stressed out about like what I would talk to children about. You know what I mean? Even though they're over 21 in this scenario, I'd be like, what do I say to them?
I know. Well, we were 20. I think like Alyssa was 26 and I was 28 or like whatever, 12. Jesus Christ. I was 28. Kind of, so it's
I'll say that's a little bit sexier.
Yeah,
that's,
and like
that could have turned it in a different direction.
I think he had a wife. Maybe he has a wife who's our age or something. No, I don't know. Yeah. But like, I was like, oh, at least like we had jobs and we were like in town doing this comedy thing. That's like kind of eat. So like we were able to kind of like keep it going. But I know at some point it was like, and then you want to be polite. And I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to pull my phone out at all. But also like I want to pull my phone out right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Always.
On your best manners.
Always. Ugh. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And now
the flight. The dinner was amazing. Yeah. We had like lobster, mashed potatoes, and steak, and a tableside Caesar, which is there anything? Is there anything more luxurious than tableside Caesar?
What? That's the best.
Do they chop the lettuce? What's going on?
Well,
they do the whole, they make the dressing in the bowl and put the lettuce in and shave the parm. And like, it is
unreal.
Luxury.
Oh,
yeah. We have to be bringing that kind of thing back, I think.
Mm-hmm. There aren't enough tableside dishes.
Agreed. Oh my God. I totally
One of the
agree.
Things I love about like a big dim sum haul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they come around with those carts and you just say boom, boom, boom.
Damn. Oh, I love that.
What about a tableside cheeseburger?
Something to
Did
think
I
about.
Ruin it?
Something to think about.
Yeah, you did.
We were having such a nice time.
They slap the raw meat on a little hot plate next to you.
Only if it's a Budweiser Clydesdale.
Clydesdale beef.
The oil's like splattering on your face.
Best Budweiser restaurant I've ever been to.
Budweiser.
they include the
Wait, Caroline, I love when you do that. No, Caroline, do that again.
Caroline, you love when I Budweiser frog.
Yeah.
Budweiser.
My lung sounds nothing like it, too.
Not even close. But that was like also not it from the first time, but in a different way.
Try and one more what you think it is.
Okay. Budweiser.
I just also can't. You had to close your eyes to do it too.
I was getting into character as a frog.
Yeah. Okay, you did remember that it was frogs. That's interesting.
I knew it was frogs from the beginning.
Just a credible way that you remembered it. Whoa!
Hey! Please.
Holy crap! My fucking grandma listens to this podcast.
Yeah, and I know she likes it when I use a B word on you. She's written into me before.
What the flip? All right. Well.
Well.
Now it's gotten fucking weird.
It has gotten weird.
Yeah, it has gotten weird.
Allison, you know, when it gets weird, we only have one option.
Oh. Make it weirder?
Yeah. Well, and you tell me, because we are all going to dip a toe into a tank full of piss.
Yes.
So do you think that's weirder or less weird?
I think it's less weird than your Budweiser impression.
It feels lateral almost.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't call it a move.
No. Yeah. Thank you so much. So, you know, are you familiar with Shark Tank?
Of course.
Okay, so you're going to be the shark in this tank full of piss. Maggie, James, and I are going to present to you an idea, a character, whatever, and you are going to pick which one is the worst or the best. So you kind of control.
Hold on. Watch James.
What did James do?
Burp in front of his face and then try and wind, like blow it away.
I can smell that through my computer screen.
Okay.
Just awful.
I had to make sure that everybody was aware.
That is not right. But to be fair, it is not right, but it is okay, and it sets the tone for the tank of piss, which we are now in. So you're encouraged, you know, ask questions, really get in there. And you should just know in advance that usually James writes his. So
why are you even saying that? I didn't today.
Okay.
You know why you did that? Because my face got whiter for a second. That's why you did that. Is it one of those?
Yeah, he usually reads it off a screen.
Yeah.
He prepares.
Before we start, I also want to say one of our listeners, Ian, messaged me to let me know that I should note Mark Cuban is leaving Shark Tank.
He is. Oh. I think he's going to start a town for old people in Texas. He bought a city.
Really?
Because he's also selling the Mavericks. He's selling the majority stake in the Mavericks. I'd heard rumblings that he was going to run for office.
No, but then he also bought a town called like Mustang, Texas or something that has 23 residents. And he's probably either going to build his big drug company there or start a city.
That's scary.
He might start a cult. That could be kind of interesting.
That drug company, though, is kind of...
Drug company is great.
The only good thing ever.
Yeah.
Someone with money is doing, you know?
Being like, oh, what if we just made prescription drugs affordable? Yeah. And everybody's like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, the government refuses to, so...
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the stuff we'll be coming up with in this segment here today.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay. Hi, Shark. Can you say hello back, please? Before we start?
That was awful.
Hi, Shark.
I'm going to actually leave.
Hi, Shark. Can you please shake my hand? Thanks. I'm sorry it's soaking wet.
Ugh.
And cold.
Keep going.
Okay, great. Well, Shark, I love that you're all business because so am I, and that's why I'm here today on Piss Tank. And today, first of all, my name is Mink Weiler, and I'm here to talk to you about something that we're all thinking about. Shark, you've heard of the Fleshlight, yes?
No.
Mm. You've heard?
Yes.
Great. It's a toy for pleasuring your penis. Correct?
Yes.
Well... Something that I thought of and made is the Flesh Sprite. It's a fleshlight that also has a full 12-ounce cans worth of Sprite inside of it. Ugh. So every time you fuck the flesh Sprite, there's always a soda waiting for you at the end. Flesh Sprite comes in one flavor, Sprite. And another thing that flesh Sprite does is when you fuck it, there's a button. And if you want to make it so that the fleshlight seems like it's squirting, it'll squirt Sprite all over your erect penis.
Oh my God.
It's called flesh Sprite. Okay. It's for hard penises. Costs $5. It costs $5. It's made of cardboard and feathers. And it is filled with Sprite. Questions?
Do you store it in the refrigerator? And is that something who use a fleshlight, people who use a fleshlight would want, is a cold fleshlight? Because you're either fucking a cold piece of cardboard or you're drinking a warm Sprite.
Yeah. So actually what I've found is that some people, in my sort of tests, some people do like a cold flesh Sprite. I was able to figure out, and I won't get into the how of it, that some people like that. So you actually do want it cold is what I've found.
Okay.
Is what I've learned. I wouldn't say I've done it. Sorry, is one of the sharks playing with a bag of potato chips? It sounds like one of the sharks has a bag of potato chips right next to the fucking microphone. Oh my God. That sucks.
That sucks.
Okay. And Shark, did you have a second question?
Wouldn't using it shake it up and then make it explode in ways that you don't want it to?
Just like sex is pretty unpredictable.
Oh my God.
At least in my experience.
That's the worst sentence I've ever heard.
As we all know, sex, sometimes you don't even know what's going to freaking happen in there.
Okay.
So yeah. And Shark, that handshake still
like,
for...
Does it look like a can of Sprite on the outside, or does it look like...
It looks like loose, wet flashlight? Cardboard.
Okay. Good. So that's something people will be comfortable keeping in their fridge or around their home.
Yeah, and it will go bad after 3 days.
Do you have to buy a new one every time you want to use it? It's a single-use item.
It's a single-use, yeah. Okay. It's $5 single-use flesh Sprite. And that's it. And also, that handshake's still up for grab, Shark.
No. I think you have something you can shake if you would like that.
I think, I'll tell you what it is. Your sense of humor. I could certainly shake that. All right. Thank you, Shark. My name is Ben Minkweiler.
Okay.
Hi, Shark. You might recognize me as being the security for this building, and I did just remove the man before that went before me, but it's kind of funny that I'm here because I might as well. Right?
Yeah.
I might as well.
Let's hear it.
I have actually kind of a business. I've got my mom and dad have given me a lot of money for. I have prototypes kind of running around everywhere. Now, Shark, what I want to tell you today, Shark, is the tack. Spelled T-A-C. So, Shark, are you familiar with, like, the animal, a cat?
Yes.
So, a tack is exactly like a cat, except it's backwards. So, that means that instead of the head being that face that can bite you, it's a long tail that helps the tack keep its balance. And, yeah, that also means that on the back is the tack's head, where the poop and pee comes out of the mouth. But the rest of the body is still regular. You know what I mean? The rest of the body still is regular, but the only thing that switched on the tack is the cat is the cat's tail, the cat's mouth. Shark, you're probably wondering how I came up with this idea, and I'll tell you that nature's best inventor came up with it, and that is God. My family has been breeding cats for over 50 years, and it wasn't until recently when they made a mistake and a baby came out, or I should say a tack came out, with a tail on the head. Pardon me?
A Tic Tac.
I like that. So he seems like you're already on board. So that could be kind of a nice little marketing thing. Hey, get yourself a Tic Tac. And then the commercial will show just about 50 tacks loose in a box, kind of just running around and pissing out of their mouths in the back. And that does mean the butthole's in the front as well.
But nothing comes out of the butthole?
No, but you can feed it. It eats through the butthole. It drinks through the butthole. And if you are lucky enough to have a male tack, you'll know that the boner would also come out of the urethra area in the front of the cat tack. So so the problem that we have so far is no tack has lived past 3 weeks of age, but I think with funding, we can extend that into a regular cat life cycle of 20 years. So I just need from you $5 million, and you'll get a 50% stake in the company. And if you want, you can be on the board. So far, it's just me and my mommy and daddy. Any questions?
Which direction does it walk?
That's a great question. So earlier in my presentation, I said that everything else is regular. So it's going to walk regular style, like a normal cat would, because the paws are all facing normal, regular way.
So they're facing where the tail is.
Yeah, that's their head. Their head is the tail, and their butt is the head.
How much would a tack cost?
Oh, that's a great question. So ethically, we're not allowed to sell them, but you can adopt a tack for anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
That's just the adoption fee.
And how do you plan to market? How do you plan to advertise this?
Well, I'm gonna be totally honest with you, because I think business is about honesty. We didn't have any marketing plan until you came up with that awesome Tic Tac idea. So I think we're really gonna go all in on that.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be kind of a Tic Tac based thing, because people like what they already know, and people love Tic Tac. Yeah. So we think Tac will, be kind of build on that.
All right, Tac.
Yeah, thank you. Kind of a handshake. Fuck.
Whoever wins gets their handshake.
I understand.
Oh, I heard a handshake. I hope I get one. Hi, Shark.
No.
I know. No, stop. And here's what I'll say my business is. I have this friend who has a problem with bugs in her apartment. She's got roaches everywhere.
I know her.
You think you know? Yeah, she's this girl. She has roaches in her toilet. She has had them for months. And it's quite upsetting to be friends with this kind of person, you see?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, there's got to be some place we can gather these bugs and let them roam free, because clearly they're searching for community here. And so I remembered the Roach Motel.
Mm.
What I am pitching is, in every city across the nation, one designated spot called the Roach Motel, where we bring all house bugs to live in harmony, so that they are no longer bothering us on the insides of our home. These are house bugs. We will not be taking outdoor bugs. These are indoor bugs who are accustomed to a certain lifestyle. They're accustomed to toilets. They're accustomed to running water, to heat, to air conditioning. And that's the kind of thing that these roaches and, let's say, spiders, mostly daddy long legs, mommy long legs, if you'll have them. And what these bugs will do there is all the kinds of normal stuff bugs are doing. They're going to be creepy crawling. They're going to go in beds. They're going to probably get to wrestling with each other. And most importantly, they're going to be procreating. This is where the money starts to come in. People bring us their bugs into a full service motel, and we are multiplying bugs and selling them by the gallon to anyone who needs them. People with snakes, people who have experiments, mad scientists, Jimmy Neutron, these kinds of Beetlejuice, these kinds of people. And again,
they're disgusting folk.
Yes. But here's the thing, even disgusting folk are still folk, just like all bugs are bugs. And they all deserve a place to live. That isn't my friend's house, please. So that's my pitch.
Who pays?
Sure.
So walk me through the flow of money for this business.
Well, have you ever driven by a motel that is completely empty and boarded up and has no one attached to it? It hasn't been owned in ages. That's what we're talking about. What we're doing is squatting in those spaces. We're redoing them with the money from an angel investor.
So something like air conditioning.
Air conditioning. Oh, so you have it. Yes, that's the kind of stuff that we're going to be. And we're basically taking over these spaces and making them our own with angel investor money. And then from there is the next flow of money comes in. And that flow does come from your Beetlejuices, your snake owners, your as you said, odd folk.
So if somebody had roaches in their home,
yeah,
do they have to pay a fee to get them brought to the hotel?
The way I see it is, is that what we're actually doing, you know, we're talking, what's my 5-year plan? This is going to be government subsidized, because what this actually is a recycling program. So these people are bringing, are providing, they are recycling their bugs to us, who have the motel to sustain a mass of bug.
Okay.
And could I just shake your hand?
No.
Understood.
No, I don't think so.
Understood. Understood. Thank you.
Wow. I mean, a lot to consider.
Yeah.
They were all so disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Huh. Just wasn't expected.
I think I will invest in the tech.
Yes. Thank you so much, Shark. Fucked you up. Will not regret it.
I have a cat. So I feel like I want a tack. I've got to be a customer.
Yes, that's right. We haven't tested tacks and cats together, but I would love for you to be a test subject on that. So we'll have a tack shipped to you in 4 to 5 weeks. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
And I'm sorry. Nobody gets a handshake.
Oh, that's a little bit fucked up, actually.
I thought I was going to give one out, but I decided not to.
That's understood. Okay.
I understand.
My hands are more wet than they were before. So
yeah, I assume that helps.
Probably cum.
What's that?
Yeah, it's probably cum.
Excuse you. It is cum.
And speaking of excuse you, we want to thank you, Allison, for being on the podcast today. I hope we lived up to our name of absolutely stinking it up. Do you have anything?
So fun.
Thanks. Do you have anything you want to promote? Where can the listeners find you, et cetera?
You can listen to my podcast called Ruined that I host with the very funny Hallie Kiefer. And every episode, she just tells me the plot of a different horror movie because I refuse to see them, but demand to know every piece of information about them.
Yep.
So if you're scared, it's really fun. But if you love horror, she's a lover of the genre. So it's fun to hear her talk about these movies. And you can follow me on Instagram. And I posted my first TikTok. So also on TikTok.
Wow, you must be so happy about that. I feel.
I am. It is a compilation of dogs from the dog show and what brand I think they all are.
Ooh, oh, I'm going to give that a watch.
That's good content. That's good content.
I like that.
At Allison Libby, A-L-I-S-O-N-L-E-I-B-Y. So. That. And I post all my shows
Allison,
and crap.
Allison, I apologize. I just realized I pronounced your name incorrectly at the start.
I don't even hear it.
Okay. So. Okay.
I wasn't listening. No.
And
that's what
been.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was so much fun. Now I wish I had gum.
Stinkers.